This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today is Thursday, July 10th. I'm Megan Lynch. Anger continues to boil at St. Louis Public Schools over concerns about violence among tornado-affected students when school begins next month. KMOX's Michael Calhoun has the latest back and forth.
I just have to say I'm pretty disappointed.
That's longtime board member Donna Jones reacting to union allegations that district administrators are not listening to their fears that merged middle and high school student bodies are rivals and have a history of violence.
I mean, it's different when you, I know you're from Chicago, she's from Seattle. It's different here in St. Louis. It's not the same. Children are not the same. And I'm very worried. I'm very worried about mixing kids together.
Superintendent Millicent Borashadi explains why she didn't attend a meeting this week between administrators and the union to try to come up with a solution.
It becomes extremely difficult to hear people when they are cursing at you. It becomes extremely difficult when people are yelling at you.
Mm-hmm. The school board president is asking both sides to come up with an alternative plan by Friday because preps for the new school year have to start soon. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The deal to sell the Millennium Hotel is complete.
The Gateway Arch Park Foundation celebrated the completion of their purchase of the long-vacant building. Executive Director Ryan McClure says they are awaiting approval of their remediation plan. After that, the demolition will begin, but won't be quick.
It will take about a year and a half to 2 years just to clear the site, but we need a lot of approvals before we can get to that point.
McClure says there is a lot of mold and asbestos that needs to be safely removed. The $670 million redevelopment plan calls for turning the land into 1.6 million square feet of mixed-use space amongst multiple buildings. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Members of the St. Louis Board of Education voted unanimously Wednesday to oppose the Millennium Hotel plan. They're not against the redevelopment, but say the 90% property tax abatement for 20 years is excessive. Board member Brian Marston.
To me, a 20-year 90% tax abatement is too long and too high, and it looks to me like building rich people stuff downtown on the backs of SLPS students.
Board President Karen Collins Adams says developers claim to want to rebuild the city, then demand tax breaks, which hurt city services. More charges have been filed in the July 4th shooting death of a 17-year-old bystander in Alton. Police say 20-year-old Tamra Day Ballinger of Alton faces two counts of first-degree murder and aggravated discharge of a gun. 44-year-old Brashonda Colley of Alton was charged Wednesday with obstructing justice. 18-year-old Joshua Glenn Colley of Alton had already been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and a couple of gun-related counts. Alton Police Chief Jarrett Ford says the new charges reflect the unwavering dedication of law enforcement and a commitment to bring justice for the victim. Colleagues of longtime St. Louis City firefighter Lee Krause paid their respects Wednesday morning. Krause passed away last week in the line of duty after a medical emergency.
He didn't have a problem with anyone. If you had a problem with Lee, you were the problem.
In those 27 years, we have gone through just about everything you can imagine. Fires, stair collapses, building collapses, baby deliveries.
He never showed one sign of weakness, never showed one sign of being scared. He was a hard charger. The citizens of St. Louis don't know what they lost with the passing of Lee Krause.
Richmond Heights police say they arrested a man Wednesday afternoon for allegedly firing a gunshot in the parking lot of the Galleria Mall. They say it appears related to a domestic incident between a man and a woman that began elsewhere. When the woman tried to escape from a car, police say the man restrained her and fired the weapon once near her feet. In Texas, rescue workers continue to search for the more than 170 people who remain missing following deadly weekend flash floods. Search teams were at Camp Mystic Wednesday, five campers still missing. So how do you talk to your own kids about what's happened there? Dr. Erica Rutledge is a licensed psychologist with SSM Health, Cardinal Glenn and Children's Hospital. It's possible it's not something that's really affecting them, but if you know they are thinking about it, see if they have any questions.
But try not to give too much information and let them lead with maybe information they know. And I would say this is more for adolescents and teens versus younger children, because they just may not have awareness, and the way that they may be processing it may be different based on their developmental stage.
An aging shopping center in Chesterfield that Maryville University once eyed for its esports arena and dorms will get a new life as a mixed-use luxury condo development. The Woods Mill Center on South Outer 40 currently being torn down. McBride Homes developing the housing at Woods Mill Crossing, expected to be 14 buildings and 8 units each, and underground parking, a lake, green spaces, and walking trails are also part of the plan. According to the Business Journal, there will also be a large multi-tenant building that will include a restaurant and patio.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.